So what starts the race? What starts the race? The starting gun. The starting gun starts the race. Right? And what ends the race? Crossing the finish line. Right? Now, is there a difference between those two events? Yes. The starting gun is a phenomenon for all the participants. It's a group event. Crossing the finish line is now each person's individual measure. Even if people did it together, it wouldn't make it a group event. Right? The start, the gun, that is the same thing to everybody. It's the matir for beginning the race. And that type of an event is subject to the group. It has a quality of group. But crossing the finish line is an individual measure. And it doesn't matter if coincidentally two people did it. It's not measuring them as a group. Right? Unless you're like in some relay race or something, you're a team. But, okay. All right. So what happened? So the Talmidim of Rav. So what did Rashi say? That what was the suffix? That they were koveya mokom b'dibor. Betchila, they were koveya mokom b'dibor ve'itza v'azmana. Is that kvius? So it's interesting. Rashi's learning the whole question in terms of kvius, right? Is there a kvius here? Is there a kvius? And again, he says reisha dafka. Right, we don't have the word ratio now.
Which Rashi
is
doing?
So the first one was beduch plon. Right, b'makom ploni, the kavu lemitchila makom b'dibor ve'itza v'azmana. That's kvius. But if people just sit down, even though it's in one place, there's no kvius. Right. And again, he says. Hesevu dafka tnan, right? So that's reisha dafka. Tani hayu yoshvim below azmanas makom. Who the law of ikvius? That if you're sitting there without hazmana, without having designated it first, that's not ikvius. Avo anu sheheziminu lekach. Have a kvius. So that was their question. Is there a kvius without Haseva? If you do Hazmana. Yeah. So what do you say?
We didn't approach.
I mean, the two Rashis are giving reasons for the sides that say it's good, right? It's not a Rashi. It's not a Rashi that really expresses the other side. Right? Am I right? Mm-hmm. Unless you say the first one.
Yeah,
the
Kevah Suda Lashem. Yeah.
But that's a question. That's a question on what that means. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So, we'll say what we have definite first, is that according to the side that says you need Haseba, right?
Right.
So we think the whole question is like, what's the nature of your tziruf to the makam, right? We said that the makam joins all the people together, right? But you need to be related to the makam, and according to the way Rashi's learning it, right?
Right.
So the side that says you need Haseba holds that the tziruf to the makam has to come from the Maaseh Achila itself. So Rashi says you can only do that with an Achilas Keva. Right, but something which is achilas arai, then that's not something which relates to the makam. That's the nature of achila, right?
Right.
So here it needs to come from the achila itself, but the maskana or the other side says that, what he's doing is he's saying that you could relate to the makam with an institution of suda, like like Hasmana is an institution of Suda. I don't exactly know how to categorize it, right? But what that does is when you designate a certain place to eat, even if it's an achilas arai, that is a way of tying people to the place. You know, I don't know categorically.
You're saying
what it
that yoshvin is arai.
Right.
The achilas is an achilas arai.
Right.
And haseva is an achilas keva. Okay.
Right.
So that's right. So the question is that what? The question is through hasmona with an achilas arai, is that going to help to do what?
To relate to the makam. Since
the
that is a way of relating to the makam, it's just not in the ma'aseh achilah itself. It's something imposed on.
Right.
Yeah, and we want to also we thought that this was also a raya that that this Tosfos hispu in his lo hispu lo, right? He says that there's a havmina that you might think that if they got together for some esek acher,
right,
like sicha, you know, and then
right,
then they start eating, then that'd be enough. So it seems to be to go in the same direction to say that even like a social tziruf to the makom, you know, it would be sufficient to you know to join the achilas into the makom, you know, and just the question is but then to think no only a social phenomenon of you know within achila, you know, not something like siya. We can really formulate that whole.
Well,
side.
This toast is he's saying why couldn't they bring a kasha? Why didn't they bring the question from Hayu Yoshvin?
Right. I know it's a different question, but
right,
the fact that you could entertain a havmi like that.
Right.
Yeah, we couldn't formulate it.
No, you were saying. It is hard, hard to,
What was your final step?
Well, I'll just describe it, that Hasmana is an institution of Suda,
right.
or of Eden, right, that relates you to a makom, right? But you, you're relating an achilas arai to the makom. So the tziur to the makom doesn't come from the actual ma'aseh achilah. It comes from this institution that's superimposed upon all your achilas. You know? So the question that the Gemara is dealing with is what's the nature of your like what to what extent do you need to be related to the makom? Does the relationship to the makom have to come from the ma'aseh achilah itself, which would require a achilas keva of heseba davka, or is it enough to relate to the makom through you know through a I don't know what to call it, social phenomenon of achila. Yeah.
Well, can you just say it's an issue of like whether you need a maisa, an external maisa, to be mitzarev to the makom, or does dibur work also to be mitzarev?
Maisa, can we like can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, seba or dibur. Can dibur be can you use the mechanism of dibur to be mitzarev to a makom as well?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Well, just one other thing also. That's also why, like, Rashi, I mean, there is a specific tzura to Hasmana. Like, you know, Eitza Dibor, and, you know, like, it's not just, like, that's why it's not just, like, mutual agreement to eat in a certain place. You know, it has to be, like, it's a formalistic, you know, it's a formal thing. Yeah. You have to make recourse to that
so
existing.
You want to say
I don't know exactly
Eitza?
What all the particulars are. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what those things are.
I mean, you could say it's just two. I mean, you could read it a different way.
Yeah, v'dibur v'eitza, and then v'hasmana havikvius.
Right, because otherwise it's funny, two vavs.
Yeah.
V'dibur v'eitza, and that's hasmana.
Right.
The kavulem mitchil of a makom v'dibur v'eitza.
Right.
V'hasmana havikvius.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is another way to read it. So dibur and eitza are hasmana. Hasmana, what's the definition of hasmana? Dibur and eitza. So what does that mean? What's dibur and eitza? Thought, words and counsel? Means like some thought out type
right,
of
there does have
suggestion.
To be, like, if I say, you know, if I say someone eat with me, and he, you know, sits there
sounds
and...
Sounds like das. Or if it just says das.
Well, small because yeah. I mean, it's a specific kind of das. It's das of everyone.
I mean, but then he turns it around. He says, "Oh, Yoshri Meir Leim Machom Echad." Yacha, he goes to the opposite extreme. Now, that's why they was like, did you see the rush?
This no.
What the rush says is that you don't have to really plan it out beforehand. It's just to exclude that you just sit down and eat by yourself without doing anything beforehand. Because that's what gives him the opposite case. What is no hazmana? It means you just sit down. It doesn't mean deeper. It doesn't say, well, if you had deeper without Eitzah.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But anyway. Anyway. Yeah, one second. One second. Rashi is focused on the question of kvius. That's the way he's learning the whole sugya here. Kvius.
Better term, the social institution of eating. So that can take two forms. Either either haseba, that's one form of eating, right? Or hazmana is another. Yeah. Formal group eating or informal group eating. And then the havmina is in the Tosfos, is it, or even any formal event, or I mean any group event.
Difficult to understand exactly their question here. I mean, what they held that it had to be a formal suda. I mean, you can't do that on the side of the road. You can't have a formal suda on the side of the road. No question about it. So why do you need a formal suda for why would you need a formal suda? So you're saying that has to be in the ma'isa achila, it has to be a kvius.
Right.
Why should that be an indispensable thing?
When we say there's a natural idea, it could be a suda, right? But that natural idea seems to only exist in a certain social context. So they're just trying to grapple with what. That,
you're asking on the side that says specifically has to say about that, right?
Right.
Okay.
See, it's an interesting thing. If you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, right, what does he say about Haseva? Ein keva su'uda below Haseva. There's no kvius of the su'uda without Haseva. And what does he say over here? Here's the question of kvius mokom. Kvius mokom. right? It seems that they were misupik about something over here. What were they misupik about? It seems they were misupik if this idea of tziruf, if the idea of being mitzdaref in the Suda First requires a complete maisa of seuda. That was on the side of the road. Hesevu on the side of the road. You cannot have a full seuda. The achilas hapas cannot be done in its proper way. There's a certain way to eat bread, a certain format of suda of pas, and it's just not possible on the side of the road. So nobody can engage in the activity of suda in the proper way on the side of the road, right? The question was, the question was what? How to put my finger on it. They had some suffix over there. If you're not engaged in the Suda in its true sense, then the whole idea of tziruf is meaningless. It has to be a tziruf to the Suda.
This is different than what we were saying before, right? Because now you're saying makom really is just a condition for suda.
Correct.
As opposed to the essential. Like before,
correct,
we were saying Rashi has to really say that.
Correct.
You, right,
and that was their question. Their question is the whole idea of tziruf, is that, in other words, we're saying it's an entity, we're saying that in the idea of suda, we can all be one. We can all say it's one entity of Suda, and we're all engaged in the single activity of Suda. Okay, and that's why Brocha Achas L'Kulam is good. But they seem to have a question. That if you cannot have the real entity of Suda, can you have this phenomenon of tziruf? Is that really a property of Suda? Is it really a property of Suda itself?
Is what a property of Suda itself?
The tziruf.
Tziruf.
This idea of Brocha Achas L'Kulam, is that a property of Suda? Or is it just that Suda is a method of being kovei everybody together? Mm-hmm. But Azman is another method of being kovei everybody together. In other words, that's what I meant by my question to you before. That if you're in the realm of kvius, it seems hard to say why this would not be a good kvius. Seems hard to say you dafka need one type of a kvius over another kvius. That's already admitting the main thing is the essential thing is kvius. So the essential thing is kvius. Why should there be only this kvius is good? They seem to have another question. Is it really essentially a question of kvius, or is it a property of suda? It's a separate property of suda itself. And if you cannot have a suda, you cannot have this phenomenon. You can do everything else, but you're not gonna. You can't make up for not. There's only one thing you can't make up for on the side of the road, and that is for not having a suda, not having a formal banquet. You can't. There's a certain property of a formal banquet. There's a certain character of a formal. Actually, I say there's a certain character of a formal banquet, and you cannot. You can't accomplish that. You can't create that on the side of the road. There are properties of it that you could supply by other ways. They say, well, a formal banquet has a certain kvius, has a certain this, has a certain that. So we can maybe supply those elements elsewhere. But all the elements you supply are not going to make it into a formal banquet. Now, if there's a certain din, that's what they were unsure of. Where does the idea of bracha achas l'kulam stem from? Is it from the very phenomenon of su'uda? That's one of the qualities of su'uda itself. You can't, then you just can't have it over here. But you say, no, it's not a din of su'uda per se. But Suda is a way of being Kovea everybody together, so we can be Kovea everybody together another way. Why should it have to be this way?
So then in this Rashi over here, when it says B'duch Plan,
yeah,
and he says at the end of all, Yashu Me'alayim Shemachim Echad Yachad Eina Kvius, then you'll say that means Eina Kvius Suda.
I mean, he says that's not Kvius.
Yeah.
No, because that's Hazmana side. That's the Hazmana side. That's the side that says it is kvius. Then Hazmana would be a good kvius, but sitting would not be a good kvius.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right?
Sitting, right, fine.
Right. Rashi never, you're going to catch me, because Rashi never talks with the other side.
Uh-huh.
Well, what was that one more time?
There were three things.
His question,
right,
or my answer?
Both.
Both, okay.
The give and take.
The give and take? All right. He gave it and I took it.
It
says like this. No, because Rashi, I'm saying that it's a question. That is the question. The question is this operating by kvius, or is it operating by another the phenomenon of Suda itself? So Matt said, but Rashi says when you don't. Rashi seems to say it's a question of kvius, because it says if you sit down by yourself, there's no kvius, right? I'm saying, yeah, but that's on the side that holds that it's all kvius.
Right.
Now he's saying Hazmana is kvius, right, and sitting there is not kvius.
Right, so the Sefer side would say in this circumstance there's no suda, right?
That's right. They'd say not only if you sit down there's no suda, but even if you all meet up and decide you're going to meet there's
right,
no suda.
Right.
Because you can have everything but the suda.
Right.
But that was their question. Hesevu dafka. Is it dafka a phenomenon of suda, and what it means, I guess. So why would it be a question? What does it mean as a phenomenon of suda? Why should it be a phenomenon of suda, right? You could ask me that. Why should it be a phenomenon of suda? What does that mean? It's a phenomenon of suda.
I'll say, what quality is suda?
Yeah, what quality is suda? Well, it's not.
Why
I mean, suda is not
a
quality. Suda is a thing.
I understand. No, but you can. Why can't it be recreated on the side of realm?
No, that's impossible.
I understand it's impossible, but what is the exact quality? I mean, a bunch of people go and they dress up very nicely and they go and they sit on the side of a road, you know, with waiters and stuff. Like,
the
what,
side of the road.
Butler's identity.
Quality is that it's not transient. It's On the side of the road, you're in the middle of your trip. You're on your way. You're not... You're in the middle of another activity.
Well, you can't... Area.
You're not just going to... It's just... It's more expedient. I mean, you're doing it because you have to eat. You're doing it because you have to eat. You're not saying, you know what? Let's make a dinner party now.
We're in a picnic area about the side of the road.
Well, no, but there's two answers to those questions.
That's the destination.
There are two answers to those questions. One is what I'm saying right now, but the second one is that they had a structure of a formal sutta. They had the benches.
There's
no antechamber here. They had a certain way of having a sutta, and that was with the couches. And they just don't have them. They just don't have them inside the road. What constituted a sutta for them was simply... Now, obviously... If they would go to an inn that they had a formal dining room, there'd be no problem. But why should it be a phenomenon of Suda? Why should it be Suda? As opposed to, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Now, is Suda as an entity, or is it Suda as a mechanism of Kriyas? That was the question. If it's just a method of Kriyas, so we can do Asmana for a method of Kriyas. But if it's Suda per se, if it's a quality of, if it's a part of Suda itself, you just can't do it on the side of the road. So why should Suda, though, be the thing? I mean, Kviyas is, I see an idea of Kviyas. What's the idea of Suda? That's an interesting question. Okay, just one more
because you can't like without an entity of Suda, so it can't be like, in other words, there could be a tsirif like for the activity, like to engage in the thing,
right?
But without like a formal entity of Suda, you don't have like something that you can, in other words, you can't be like mitzvah like in the activity itself. You're not like involved in an activity of Kriyas. Like you can just be kovei yourself to each be involved in achila. But it's not, in other words, it's not that it says, I say with Dafka, it means it has to be that, you know, cause your goal is to really create like a tzira for Achila. So it has to be that the activity itself, there's tzira in the thing itself.
Right.
Without a formal entity of Suda, like it doesn't...
See, I mean, a formal entity of Suda, and you have to really, they had a very structured Suda. They had a very structured Suda. A formal entity of Suda dictates its own terms. It dictates its own terms. It's not something that we just agree to do. It has a preordained structure that is followed. It's like a script. It's like a scripted event, orchestrated. It's a shame we have such a hard time relating to these ideas.
Yeshiva dinner.
They had that kind of suitors, because it seems like that's like their only form of entertainment. You know, they didn't have what we have in
well.
Entertainment. So that was the, you know, the social event of their day.
Yeah, you don't need to go into
that. Could be.
We have other things.
But I mean, in it wasn't like grabbing a bite. In other words, if you're grabbing a bite to eat, even if you're a lot of people deciding to eat together, you're all, in a certain sense, you're all engaged in your own activity of achila. Because it's not scripted. There's nothing unifying, you do this now, you do this then. There's no central organizing entity.
Like the Tosefta, that there's this, Haki, Seder, Haseba, whatever, Haseba.
Right. Exactly. There is a Seder. Exactly. Is it a Seder?
Yeah. When they ask the contradiction about the...
Seder. I was thinking of Seder. It's interesting. Okay. I was thinking of Seder. So the Seder itself, there's a Seder to the thing. That's an organized structure. And those, the activity itself is the mitzdarif. The activity itself is the mitzdarif. But it's more than just a kvius. It's something that you cannot achieve. It's a higher idea than a kvius to do something together. Kvius to do something together still is we're all willing to do something together. We're all willing it that way. We're determining it that way. But there's no real greater entity that we're a component of. I mean, I don't mean to make the Suda sound like some...
metaphysical.
No. I mean like some... Some machine that were just cogs and... But, what? You're just a cog.
Just a link in the chain.
But in a sense, that's what Seder is. That's what Seder means. It means these things have to occur in a certain way. And you're the particular. You're playing the role. You're the particular. But that's the highest possible concept of tzirif. That you each submitted to a greater entity. That you can't do on the side of the road. But if it's just a method of being koveh together, so we can be koveh together to eat our own meals. That's rifta achas. That's like even two different pieces of bread. Meaning I'm really doing my thing, you're doing your thing, but we determine that we'll do it together. That was their question. The question was, does it have to be subsumed under a greater entity of achila, which is Suda? Because it's a question of achila. And they had a formal entity of achila that dictates the ongoings, or the goings-on. But that was their question. Is it really just a method of kvius, or is it a separate idea in the structure of Suda itself?
Can you tell
me what Suda is again? Suda is like a production. It's an orchestrated event that has specific determined components and roles and positions. And it's not something that you can script yourself. It's not something you can just, I'm going to make a Suda, we're going to do this crazy thing. Suda is a formal entity that, it's an organism. It's a highly, what do you call it?
Refined,
ordered entity. Seder. It's a Seder. So now that means that you really all are subsumed under a greater idea of Suda. When you join a party, when you join a Suda, you're all taking a position in a greater predetermined entity.
It's like a corporation.
Pre-existing entity. Corporate America, right. That's what I was thinking. It's not like you're a cog in the corporate system. You understand? No, it's a form. No, you can't have that on the side. On the side of the road, you could say, oh, yeah, I got the bagels, you got the lox, I got the pickles, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're not really going to have the whole... Sorry, just... You're not going to have the whole formal thing. You're going to say, okay, well, now we have the yayin before the suda. Now we have the suda.
Yeah.
It's just thrown together. It's ad hoc. So ad hoc is not organized. Yeah.
When everyone, like, subjugates themselves to this, like, greater suda
yes.
thing, though, why should they require...
Oh, sorry. We do a high chair.
Why should it require like any type of mysa to be like chaos that they're together? Like the very fact that they've all subjugated themselves to this suda and it has an order and they're all following the same.
Right.
It seems like that. Like
well,
way
that
saying,
is Haseva.
Like
that's Haseva. You're right. They don't have to have das to be together with team. As long as they're masiv, as long as they're masiv in that same masiva. They are automatically mitzdarif. They're automatically mitzdarif.
So even if you didn't have a seva, like
no, but that's the way the suda starts. That is the suda.
Oh, that is part and parcel of the order.
That is part
suda.
And parcel of the
that's
suda.
That's the first.
That's part of the seder. Part of the seder is alu. They have to get on the couches. That's part of their of the way you start. That's the way you commence the suda. That's why the question is, what do we do b'zman hazeh? B'zman hazeh when there's no haseva. Right. I will keep that for later. Okay, did you get to the yayin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the yayin. This is really where it starts getting interesting. Okay, go ahead. Who wants to be the yayin base? Omar Rav.
Oh, wait.
So what does it say? When do we offer Pesach? What, we have like 3 weeks left till Pesach?
The seventh is the last day of class.
Well, is it three weeks till Pesach?
Tomorrow,
3 weeks till from tomorrow is Pesach.
Yeah, I think
so. Maybe next, right? 14. It's fast, right?
Yeah.
Test
class on
the
calendar.
Monday. After. So maybe next week we should start something. Maybe next week we should start something. Like Pesach.
Right.
2 weeks from Monday.
Monday, April 10th is the break week.
Yeah.
That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from Monday. From this coming Monday? 2 weeks from this coming Monday.
What is that?
Is it 26th or
okay, so maybe we'll start next week then.
Well, I got this. At least it's a small
amount. Yeah, it's a 3 days, yeah.
Oh, no, that's a bad call moment.
Okay,
we'll try working out better next year.
Right. That's not really that bad.
What is it?
It could be worse.
So it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Yom Tov?
No,
Wednesday. It's Thursday, Friday.
Thursday. Oh, Thursday. Oh, so it's a three-day Yom Tov. Wow.
Go ahead, David.
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marav.
Okay. Quiet. Go ahead.
Marav. Lo shanu ella pas the boy haseva aval yayin lo boy haseva.
So Rav said what? That the only thing that needs haseva is pas, but yayin doesn't need it. So in other words, echad mevarich lekulam, right? Is by yayin you can do that without right automatically, even without haseva you can do echad mevarich lekulam. But by pas, you need to be mesiv.
The Yochanan Amar Afilu Yayin Nami Boy Haseva. It's not automatic. He holds the, you treat it the same way.
He holds the same thing as Yayin, as Pas. That's right.
So Ikadamri Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ella Pas De Mehani Le Haseva Aba Yayin Lo Mehani Le Haseva.
Okay, what does that mean?
So that means that by bread it will have an effect, but by wine
only by bread, right?
It will have an effect.
Have an
by
effect.
Wine, even if you were to do Haseva, it wouldn't help you. It still won't.
That's
work.
Right. That's right. So you couldn't have bracha achas lekulam at all for yayin. Amazing. And Rabbi Yochanan said.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afu yayin nami mehani lai haseva. So no, if it'll be the same thing as pas. It's just like it's not automatic, but it also won't. It's not removed. If you do haseva, it'll work.
It'll work too. It'll work too. There's no rashis here.
No.
No rashis.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't
know. Okay, anybody do more?
Yeah.
Let's just do the whole thing. Go ahead.
Let's
see what. Oh, you want to work on this question now? Okay, go ahead. So it's a tough question. I mean, it's a machlokas and then Mika Damri on the machlokas, right?
The thing which we were confused by is when we looked at the Rosh, he seemed to make a chilek within Rabbi Yochanan, but according to the Pshat in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is constant. The only difference ended up being by Rav. I was just confused.
Alright, let's see how the Rosh learns. It's on 56.
So he quotes the Gemara. So he's doing it.
Let's see, where does he start from? He says, Lishnakama?
Lishnakama.
Oh, good.
So Lishnakama, midi de chashiv bo'i hasiva. Rabbi Yochanan savar yai nami chashiv. Aval sh'ar dvarim.
Okay, so according to the first Lishna, what is the first Lishna holding? That what? That Boy. Things that are Choshev need Haseva. Right?
Okay, that's according to who?
Everybody. Things that are Choshev need Haseva. Okay, in order to make Brocha Achas to Kulam.
So what does that mean, Rav holds Yayin is?
And the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is whether Yayin is Choshev. Right?
Okay. So, let's say according to Rav, so he holds it more than Choshev?
He holds it's not Choshev. No, it's only Yayin needs, only things that are Choshev need Haseva.
Shivas is restrictive.
Everything else wouldn't need Haseva, and you can make a brocha for everybody even without it.
I understand that.
You don't understand the Svar? Or the... Now, as Brocha Achas Lekulam,
wouldn't it be the opposite?
Al Pisvar?
Yeah.
It's a good question, but let's just get what he's saying first. He's saying that, according to the Lishna Kama, if you want to make Brocha Achas Lekulam, then it depends if the thing is Choshev or not. If it's not Choshev, you're free to make a Brocha Achas Lekulam. Right? Yeah. However you are. But if it's Choshev, then you need Haseva. Rav says Yayin is in the category of not Choshev, lo boi Haseva. And Yochanan says Yayin is also Choshev, boi Haseva. Right? Factually. And Lishna Basra.
Lishna Basra means the Choshev le mehane le Haseva. Rabbi Yochanan Yayin nami Choshev le mehane le Haseva.
Okay, so now the second Lishna is saying that what? Not now. Now it's a different Lashon. It's not boy, it's mahani, which is the opposite implication with regards to. Because he's saying like this, that the question is if you want to make a bracha achas lekulam, then certain things you can do it with a seva. And certain things, Haseva won't help you, and you can't do it. Right? In other words, Haseva is going to be the only way to do Bracha Achas Lekulam. And some of them, Haseva will work for you, and some of them, they won't. So what is it? He's saying it's the reverse. It's really like a reversal. Lishna Basra is saying, if it's Choshev, it's hard to understand, but if it's Choshev, then you can use Haseva to make a bracha achas lekulam. But if it's not choshev, you simply cannot make a bracha achas lekulam. And again, it's the same machlokas as if yayin is choshev or not.
Big nafkamina is called shar kol dvarim is whether...
Nafkamina is for everything else. Because we all like Rabbi Yochanan. So if you all like Rabbi Yochanan in the first Lishna, right, then yayin and pas need haseva, and nothing else does. To make Brocha Achas Lekulam for everything. But if you hold by the second Lishna, then Yayin, only Yayin and Pas, you can make a Brocha Achas Lekulam at all. With a save, everything else is no Brocha Achas Lekulam. So that's what the Rosh says. Go ahead.
He says, Nira Keva de Baruch of the Rabbanon, the Shal Sufim, Halach Achar HaMekel, the Halacha Kelishna Kama.
Okay, so now the question is, so which Lishna do we paskin like? So, the Lishna, it's interesting, he's saying Lishna Kamra is more Mekel than Lishna Basra. Why?
So you can make a bracha, garden, and everything else.
Right.
Because why is that called mekel? Why is that? What's mekel and
less, less brachos involved.
Less brachos. You can have less brachos. So he's saying since it's in Durabon, you can go achar mekel. V'chein muchach mimaisa debar kapara, the trained talmide. Right, the Aisu Kamayu to a maskin shlokos upragios. So those were not yayin or pas. V'nosam rishus le'echad levarich. And yet he gave one person permission to make the bracha of everybody. So you see, he must have held shark cold worm. You don't bracha achasavu. V'chein kosav harambanzal. The pas v'yayin boi yaseva. Ovo shardvarm lo boi yaseva. And that's what? That's Lishna Basra. That's Lishna Kama. That's Lishna Kama. But the Svara is very hard. Yeah. The Svara is very hard.
Seems like backwards.
Which one? Lishna Basra or Lishna Kama?
Kama.
So then you like Basra. So Basra you like.
Right, because the question would be, why would it, if it's Chashav, then it would require a Seva. But if it's not Chashav, then you don't need it. It just seems... What does that even mean?
So which Lishna do you like?
Basra.
Okay, so let's work with the Basra. So what's the Svara on the Lishna Basra? That if it's Chashav, then if it's Chashav, then Haseva is effective. And if it's not Chashav, then even Haseva won't help. Right? Yeah, so what is that?
What are you saying? If it's Chashav, then...
If it's Chashav, then Haseva will help. But if it's not Chashav, like an apple... Then you just cannot do bracha. Then there's just no way to make one bracha for everybody.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You see that, like up until now, we've just been discussing the way the people are relating to whatever the activity they're doing, they're engaging in. But now there's an added requirement saying that if the food that you're eating is not of a certain quality, so it doesn't matter how you're trying to relate to that, it can't be included in this kind of. It can't be accorded this higher status, such that you would say you're being formal, having a whole suda.
But we say the essential thing is kriyas, right? We say the essential thing really is kriyas.
It's kriyas on what, though? That's the question.
Okay. I mean, certain things are so unimportant that they're intrinsically, they're just not capable of kriyas. I mean, that's why you like the Lishna Basra better, because the Lishna Kama is like going against the whole saying, now you don't need a Seva at all. Where's the Kriyas? There's no Seva.
Well, that, and it just seems like if it's Chashav, then you would need it. It just seems like Chashav is usually works the other way. Like, it's bringing it into the realm. Like, even if you have the right food, but you're not related to it properly, like in the Lishna Basra, even if you have Yayin and Pas, but you're not doing the Seva, so that's not good. But in order to even have the possibility, you have to have the right kind of food.
Difficult Gemara when they have two Lishnas like this, completely opposite.
Yeah.
Difficult Gemara.
Yeah.
1 second. But there's another angle. Is what's the question between Pas and Yayin? Right?
Yeah.
What's the machlokish? What's the question whether Pas is whether Yayin is equivalent to Pas? Yeah. So listen, this is what I want to do though. What I want to do. What's today? Today's Tuesday? What I'd like to do is, there's a tshuva from the Rambam on this Gemara, explaining his psak on this Gemara. And surprisingly, the Rambam says that the two Lishnas are not arguing with each other and they both mean exactly the same thing. And So let's first do the Gemara though as we're approaching it now with the other Rishonim.
Should we take it through the
two dots? Okay, and then I guess we'll make up some copies of that tshuva. And then on the tshuva, Avram ben Arambam wrote another tshuva explaining the tshuva further. So you have two chances at getting getting what the Rambam means over here.
You want us to do the Rush and the Rambam?
But let's first try with the Rush's approach. Mm-hmm. And what is Rini Yonah? How is Rini Yonah learning?
We didn't see.
But I'd like to go through the Gemara, through the questions. And try to see if we can define the question between Yayin and
I feel safe.
It's kind of scary because they're like aisles.
And Tosh, one thing.
Oh, Yayin Nami, is that
it? Or something like that. What is the Rif? How's the Rif Paskin? The Rif Paskins. V'yayin nami boi hasevik, Rabbi Yochanan. V'im hasevu echad varach l'kulam, boi b'yir gafim. V'im lo hasevu kol echad v'echad varach l'atvel. So, that's like what? Lishna Kama. Right.
How do you know it's not
the wrong? Because he says boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see there's something Rabbeinu Yonah says, Avod Bracha, he says, Oslash mean the Bracha lefon of Dafka Mol Seva. He wants to say he's not excluding other things.
I don't know how this comes from
that.
The video
announced after
the first line
is the
Venera.
You have
the
Mugmar and the first line. Oh, I thought I saw somewhere else. What? Oh, Venera. Right. That's a complicated one. One second. Did he get this in the Baruch HaFron
question? I said no. It's too late. Why'd you ask me? He said the word.
Where is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so let's stick with the Rush. Huh? And look at the Rush. Yeah. All right.
Where's the Amram? Better Amram.
Well, it's in the Parah Dor. He has it.